Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for September 7th, 2018. In today's news, efforts to retrofit elevators in older residential buildings are picking up steam in Shanghai. Ground has been broken for a Vignoli-designed Ritz-Carlton in New York City. One of Mumbai's busiest rail stations is set to install new elevators and escalators. Elevator World's 2019 editorial calendar is now available, and changes have been made to a three-tower project planned for Chicago's Lakeshore East neighborhood.
An effort underway in Shanghai to install elevators in older residential buildings is gaining momentum, with more and more residents, particularly senior citizens, banding together to get the projects done, Shine reports. If a minimum of 90% of the residents are in favor of an elevator, and the application is approved by 15 government agencies, down from 46 prior to 2016, tenants may embark on the project, with residents of higher apartments paying more of the roughly $102,489 U.S. dollar cost. The city government covers 40% after the elevator has been installed. The source illustrated the trend by describing 12 households, many including retired aerospace scientists, in a seven-story building on Yuhan Road installing an elevator. Across the city, approximately 20 such elevators have gone into operation, and more than 50 applications are being evaluated.
New York Yimby reports that Marriott International, the Ritz-Carlton Company, and Flag Luxury Group broke ground on September 4th on a 40-story, 580-foot-tall Ritz-Carlton designed by Raphael Vignoli Architects at 1185 Broadway in the Nomad neighborhood of New York City. Continuing the densification of the area just above the Flatiron District and addressing the city's need for more hotel rooms, the Ritz-Carlton will have 250 guest rooms and 16 residences. With a curtain wall that alternates between bands of glass and gray concrete, the structure will have several vegetated terraces and planter space in some of the bands. Also on tap are amenities such as a spa, rooftop bar, and fine dining restaurant.
DK Sharma, general manager of Central Railway in India, recently examined Kalyan Railway Station, one of the most crowded in the Mumbai metropolitan region, and ordered several upgrades, including escalators and elevators, DNA India reports. In addition to relocating certain offices to facilitate better passenger flow and improving general cleanliness, Sharma ordered that one elevator each on the station's west and east sides and two escalators be installed by mid-September.
The 2019 Elevator World editorial calendar is now available. It consists of a schedule of each monthly Elevator World issue and includes submission deadlines, bonus distribution plans, and specified content such as each month's focus topic and other special sections. You can download a copy at elevatorworld.com/magazines and click on the 2019 editorial calendar link.
At the request of Alderman Brendan Riley, Lend-Lease Development and Magellan Development Group have tweaked their plan to build 40 50 and 80-story towers housing 1,700 residential units in Lakeshore East between the Chicago River and Maggie Daly Park in downtown Chicago, Crane Chicago Business reports. The inclusion of 300 hotel rooms was done away with, a park was expanded, security was added, and one of the towers was moved to separate it from an existing building. Chicago's BKL Architecture presented the revised plan to Raleigh on August 29th. If it's approved, construction could start by spring 2020, with the 40 and 50-story towers being built first.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.